Fred Film Radio from Cannes Film Festival, France.
Fred Film Radio in partnership with Cinema and Video International. I'm Carolina Mancini from Cannes Marché du Film, and in this episode I'm joined by Adrien Monet, founder and CEO of Fast & Films, a film and TV production company based in Madrid, Barcelona and Canary Islands. So welcome, Adrien.
Ciao. Hello, nice to be with you.
And congratulations, first of all, because Fasten has three films in Cannes Film Festivals. Three films directed by three women, three international co-productions also. So they are The End of It by Maria Bayona in Cannes Premiere, La Mas Dulce by Laila Marracci in Uncertain Regard, and Rehearsal for a Revolution by Pega Angarani in Special Screenings. So I would like to focus on The End of It, which is the debut film by Maria Bayona. And it is an ambitious science fiction with a remarkable cast, with Rebecca Hall, Noomi Rapaz, Gael Garcia Bernal. And it is shot in English in the Canary Islands, directed by a Spanish author who is based in London. So can we say two words about the story without spoiling it, and how you discover this project and decided to jump into it?
Yeah, the story talks about what it means to be alive today. And for me, it's very relevant because in the world that we live, hyper-connected, like a lot of hyperactive, sometimes it's hard to feel alive. So we just go into a small dystopic future where people don't die. You can live forever unless you have an accident. So we're not so far from that in a medical way. So it's this woman that she has her 250th birthday, and they live in this society where everybody's like on the same age. Everybody looks like the same. And then she has this birthday, and she's so fed up of her husband, of her friends. She's bored of everything. And she decides that it's been too long, life is too long, and she wants to commit suicide and make a performance because she's a visual artist. So her last performance will be her death, but everything's so under control by society that you need to ask permission to the government to have your own death. So that's more or less a setup. It has a lot of black humor, and for me, it's like anticipating where society can go in the worst case scenario. It's something that we really like to do in our movies in Fasten, to talk about our world, what surrounds us, and all of that.
Okay, so how was it developed and financed?
The three movies that we have in Cannes, they start from our willingness to work with the talent, with the directors. In the case of Maria, I saw two of her short films 6 or 7 years ago through a friend that she was living in London, and she told me, you should check out this director, that she's from Barcelona, close to Barcelona. So I watched her short films. I loved them because they were very sensitive, but they had also like an ambition, and they had some genre elements. So I wrote to her and I said, what do you want to do next? We want to be involved. And she said, I have this project that I'm developing. That was The End of It, an early stage, and another project that we have, her second movie that we already developed and financed. So it started from her, the willingness to work with her. And this was a sci-fi, high budget, completely crazy for a first time director. So it was like, okay, like if I was lazy, I would have said, okay, no, send me another project. But we know it could not be financed from Spain. So we just decided to follow the movie she wanted to make. So we have this partner, Elation in UK. So with them, we start building the financing through BBC in UK, Canarias tax credit that is almost 50%, ICA, the national subsidy. Then we start looking for equity through William Morris in US. Then we find some equity, American equity. Then we have some other financiers, a private financier that sometimes we work. So it's like a mix of public, private, American, European financing, UK. So it's a big a mix of many sources of financing for a first-time director film, which it was a lot of work and struggles.
And also, is there Norway too involved?
Yeah, and then a little later, II, a very good Norwegian production company, joined the project, and we did VFX, post-production, and it was a very good experience for the director and for us to have II to join the project. It was a little bit later stage, but also it was a real co-production with an actor, with a post-production. So it was a very, very good collaboration of the three companies.
Okay, so was it entirely shot in the Canary Island? Does the story really take place there, or?
Well, the story takes place in a dystopic future. So we shoot in Canarias, but it could be almost anywhere because it's a dystopic future and you don't really say what it is. And we shoot everything in Canarias except a little bit of studio that we shoot in London. At the end of the movie, we need to build like a tank. So we shoot the ending of the film in a studio in London.
So which were the location? In which island did you shoot?
We shoot in Tenerife. That is where we usually shoot, a very good location. So we film everything in the north of Tenerife and also in the capital. We shoot like the summer house. We shoot like university, some exterior, some beach. We have many locations in the film, all shot in Tenerife.
And did the film commission support you?
We have a lot of support from the film commission and actually Canarias we've been filming there for the last almost 8 years, and it's they're very supportive in the sense of helping us with locations, with permits. So it's a very good environment. You have all the Canarias film commission, and each island has their own. So also through the Tenerife film location, film commission, we had great help for the shoot. Last year we shoot 2 series and 3 movies in Canarias, and it was a very good experience.
So it was a strategic decision for you to open an office and actually a subsidiary company, which is Cobalt Film, in the Canary Islands.
Yeah, we've been like, it's not only the incentives that it's a very good, one of the more competitive in Europe, these incentives, but it was also the thing that it's, in Europe, to have these tax incentives, it's very unique. And also you have a huge variety of locations. You have all these different islands. You can have jungle, you can have like big cities, you can have this desert. We just wrapped a film that we shoot now in Fuerteventura. It was supposed to be Mali or Africa. So we just shoot it there in the desert. But it's like, it's also a huge variety of locations with a very good weather that is the same all year round. And because you have a big infrastructures of hotels and resorts, you can also take advantage of that for shooting.
The film has an important cast, as we said, and it has a sales agent attached, which is Bankside from UK. Do you know if the sales have already started, or is it sold? Mm-hmm.
LATAM. There's a LATAM, and we have a proposal for LATAM. Spain has La Ventura as distributor. And then we just start showing the film now in Cannes. So I'm sure there will be proposals, but just like nobody has seen the film yet. So we just start now to show it, and they're doing some screenings.
Yes. And in Cannes, of course, you have these other two films. So we can say maybe something about them. They're both from not Spanish directors. La Mas Dulce is the third feature by the French-Moroccan filmmaker Laila Marakchi. And it's actually her second time in Uncertain Regard, after she brought there Maroc, which was her debut. And this film, it's also shot in Spain, and we go from a science fiction to a reality, to a social drama, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, the connection of these two movies is like the director. That's people that we admire, that they have a vision and that we really want to work with them. And then they also speak about things that we are interested in and we think it's relevant today. You know, one is like, where is humanity going? What is going to happen with this privileged people that can maybe live forever? And the other one is talking about how what we eat in Europe, the food that we have, all the privilege that we have, what's the cost of that, of the strawberry that you may eat one day when you're having a nice dinner in Côte d'Azur? No, it's like, and in this case, it's like how all these migrants that move from Morocco to work on the fields in the south of Spain, what do they tell them? How are they treated while they are in Spain? And all this situation. And it's told through a friendship story of these girls and through a lawyer. It's based on a real story of this lawyer that somehow wanted to help them and to fight against what's happening in this part of Europe. And in this moment that there's all this race of right wing and all these things about migration, we think also it's very relevant to talk this beautiful and sad story told by this Laila. It's a director also. I'm fascinated with her. She can make like art house films, but she can also shoot Le Bureau de Legend or big TV series. So it's like these superwoman directors that are so talented, and it's for us it's very inspiring to work with Maria, to work with Laila, with Pega. So we're very happy to have this.
La Más Dulce is a co-production between different countries, no? There is
Yeah,
Morocco, Spain.
Amor. So it's Montfleury, Morocco, that they are also producers of Sirat. Then it's this company from Juliette Ceramic in France, and then there's Mirage in Belgium. And the film was shot in Spain and Morocco, with mostly Spanish, Moroccan, French crew.
And in Spain was shot in Huelva, right?
In Huelva and in the surroundings.
And then from Iran, another debut film by Pega Hangarani. And this is also your entrance into documentary production.
Yes, it's our first nonfiction. We start with Enric Bach that joined us, a producer. He has produced the first one of the first HBO TV series, Muerte en León, also a nonfiction series that we love, and we also worked with him previously. So that was our first project, and he showed us the short films of Pega. So we contact Pega, we propose her a project that we're developing with her, another movie, and then she also said, "Oh, I have also this project. It's like an archive. I don't know what to do with it. I like it, but," and we just watched it, and we were like, "Wow, this is so good. What can we do to help?" And then we, with Kaveh, with Iranian producer, we start working on it, on the editing, with post-production, with the music, with so it's been a journey, but we're so happy and proud of of Pega, of how talented she is, and how can she tell the story of her family, because she's the daughter of two filmmakers. She's a filmmaker herself, and she's telling the 50 years of Iran, all these rehearsals for a final revolution, through her personal story, through her films, through her dad, her uncle, his mom, her mom, her teacher. And for me, it's a super nice way to tell the history, like a small personal history, but it's telling the whole history of Iran that it's very not well known in our world, and I think it's very relevant at this moment.
These three films are gonna be released soon, I guess, and also that you have a lot because in 2025 you produced six film and three series. So what are we going to see in the next months, and what can we expect, and what are your plans for the future?
Okay, it's a lot of questions. We're gonna release in July. We're gonna release the Birthday Party. That is a film that we shot with Heretic in Greece, with William Dafoe, Carlos Cuevas, and it's a Greek Spanish co-production with a Spanish director. And we're gonna be released by a Contracorriente in July. We're also releasing another film this summer that is called Hermanos, from two directors, Carol and Marina. They did her first movie that was called Chavalas, that was one of a hits in Spain. So we have these two movies for summer. Then we're also working with a director called Jorge Dorado, that he did a movie called Las Vidas Posibles. It's a very beautiful film that we will release soon. And we have other projects also to be released from Ulises Porra. It's called Bajo el Mismo Sol. It's a film that was in that went in Biarritz, was in Toronto, and did some festivals, and now we're very excited to release it also this summer, and plenty of projects that we have in development. The next film from Maria, the next film from Pega, and we're also discussing with Laila.
Wow, yeah, so your intention is to grow with talents.
Yes, to grow with talents, and we're so lucky to have five executive producers in the company, that each one has his own projects. So we work that way, that each one has his own talent with whom he works, he develops the projects, and everybody can take care of the films, because we want to do it like in an art craft way. Like, we want to take care of the projects, to bring space and time to each film. So for me, it's very important that each project has its own care and love, that we don't leave the projects alone.
So, like a little boutique. Not so little, but boutique.
Yes. That's a good way to say it.
So, thank you, Adrien Monnet. I'm Carolina Mancini from Cinema and Video International, from the Marché du Film of the 79th edition of Cannes Film Festival. And this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred, 24/7 on Fred FM and smartphone app.